With the health of Lake Simcoe in mind, a group of local politicians met recently to discuss the Holland Marsh Phosphorus Recycling Facility in York Region and ways to advance the project. York Simcoe MPP Caroline Mulroney, Bradford Cowan. Jonathan Scott and Georgina Cowan. Dave Neeson met with Environment Minister David Piccini about their plans to work together. The proposed facility will reduce phosphorus runoff from the Holland Marsh Basin into the Holland River and Lake Simcoe by up to 85%, removing an estimated 2.5 tons per year. In recent months, versions of the motion asking that the project be expedited have passed in Bradford, West Gwillimbury, Georgina, Innisfil, Brock Township, King Township and East Gwillimbury's Environment Committee. The facility is also expected to be discussed soon at councils in Barry and Orillia. The phosphorus recycling facility is proposed by York Region to be built on the Holland River between Bradford and King Township. The federal government has committed up to $16 million of the $40 million price tag to fund the project. But the project is currently on hold. York Region was planning to include the facility as part of its overall Upper York Sewage Solution plan, which the province has paused indefinitely. Our government is committed to reducing phosphorus pollution in the lake's watershed, Mulroney said. York Region's commitment to building the phosphorus recycling facility in the marsh should not be delayed by the expert review our government has legislated for the Upper York Sewage Solution, as these are separate projects. We believe all levels of government are aligned behind the goal of delivering this facility, said Scott. It is imperative that all levels of government work collaboratively to move this project forward. We cannot afford political finger pointing or posturing to get in the way of delivering this significant pollution reduction for Lake Simcoe and our watershed, so we hope York Region will clarify the timeline to move this forward, he added. Scott acknowledged there are still details to be ironed out, but we are optimistic we can all deliver this, WN for the lake, Simcoe. Ottawa Vanier MPP Lucille Collard, who's the Ontario Liberal Party's environment critic, commended the local councillors for their efforts with the project on social media. I'm always committed to working with municipalities in our fight against climate change, she said in a tweet. In a recent meeting in the House of Commons, NDP MPP Jennifer French asked Barry Innisfil MPP Andrea Kanjan if the provincial government has plans to help fund the rest of the phosphorus recycling facility. It's my job as MPP to advocate for projects in my area, Kanjan replied. This government has made tremendous improvements when it comes to water quality and we've made tremendous improvements to Lake Simcoe. Kanjan said it's important to push the project through, but acknowledged there is more work to be done in getting funding.